Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good Monday morning. How y'all feeling?
I'm good.
Girl, if Monday had a face, I'd punch it.
Oh. Well.
If it had a face.
I don't think I was expecting that.
Jeez. On Monday.
No, for real. And it's raining.
It's so gloomy. Good.
And it's cold rain. I love me some rain, but like, this is cold rain.
I'll be whooping Monday's ass right now. Goddamn Monday.
But we about to push through, get this week together.
Okay, the fuck? Ta-da. It's a whole rainy week, too. The whole week
will
be rainy.
Yes, this week and next week.
Mm. And next week?
Yes,
oh,
and
Lord,
next week.
Jesus. I ain't ready. I'm not ready. My God. So how was y'all week? Oh, bitch, you tired.
Exhausted.
It was a week.
Bitch, do you remember the old week this week?
I mean, I did the regular schmaggler shit. I fucking spent the bag on these fucking BTS tickets for Jada.
Oh, you got them. Ooh, this lit. Oh, shit.
Dog. Stress. But she better have the time of her fucking life, I tell you that.
Bitch, you better get up out your seat. You better clap and dance and some
motion. Oh, no. I'm a party.
I know that's right.
I already got it in my mind. It's about to be I'm going to be the concert. Shit.
You better make sure you have your souvenir money ready.
Oh, I know, right? You gotta buy her a t-shirt or something.
So she got everything already. I'm not buying her ass nothing at that concert. You better wear it there.
I feel
got
that.
The light sticks and all that. I'm not purchasing anything
not
at that
venue. Light
sticks. Yes.
She's about to be raving in
yes, that. I'm not purchasing. Listen, she is a diehard fan.
I'm getting me a white cheeks joint.
I'm about to say,
you give her a whistle too?
No,
she got one though.
Look,
I'm
oh
not
my god,
else,
that
was no.
Crazy. She tell us something. Do she got one?
I'm
like,
trying to think.
How she
got
a whistle?
I'm not.
Ew.
Not doing all that.
That glow stick and whistle.
That should be fun. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be fun. I like watching their little videos. Mm-hmm. And stuff. They be dancing,
they be
like,
dancing like a motherfucker. I love that. Yes,
man. Yeah. That was me.
That was you. You said that.
And
that
my car ain't need the work that I thought it did. Praise Jesus.
Okay.
I ain't have to come out the pocket for that. So. It was a good week, you know.
Yes.
But that was who called on a motorcycle?
Vroom vroom.
That wasn't that spicy gas. I promise.
What?
That joint sound bad.
Rumbling right.
Ooh, they need some oil.
They got deals.
My motherfucking week was some highs and some lows.
Yeah, some highs and some lows.
Some highs and some lows. You feel me? I thought I was gonna have to report a child missing, but
what?
Yeah, the child went on to his friend's house.
Oh, he trying to get shit.
You know what I'm saying? And come home to like 9, child. Mm. Okay, stressing me the fuck out.
I'm about to.
And everybody was like, why you don't got a phone? Bitch, he got a phone, but I took it because he was acting the fuck up last week. Look, we're going to get punishment on top of punishment. Do you like it?
Oh, my Lord.
You love it, don't you? But he came home and shit. The whole team was looking for his ass.
Oh.
Well, no, excuse me. They knew where he was. And they let me know. I was all on his shit. All on the phone. On Instagram. Looking at DMs and shit. Yeah, okay. Where you at? But
he about to get your shit
beat. He's smelling himself. He getting older. Teenage shit. I told y'all last week. Teenage shit. I'm all tired of it already. But, no, this time, though, I said... Maybe that was my little get back because I did that shit to my mother before.
You know, I was just having that thought. I'm like, what the fuck was I doing? But then my thing was nobody checking for me like that? Like, I was good.
You
I could
was where
go
you was
and
at.
Come as I please. It was no issue for me. So I don't know nothing about a worry or getting in trouble or nothing like that.
I was too scared to die.
You was too scared to die?
My family was.
I like my bed and my room, so I was coming home.
Oh, all right.
I was coming to fuck home. But I did do that shit to my mother one time, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm getting that shit back real quick. But we got a good understanding now. So that ain't going to happen.
Y'all ain't see the crazy wink she just did. Listen, Shorty ain't about to fuck up no more. Understanding they got, but he ain't about to fuck up no more. I promise that.
Okay. And then the highs was he won the championship. Saturday. Yay. They won their little EC. It's like EC middle school and then middle school, but EC educational campus. Mm-hmm. They won the championship. So I was like, oh, shit.
Yes. Congrats. Yeah. Congrats.
About to beat his ass on the court. Gotta take it to that court. But what the fuck did you do, ma'am?
Well, for the most part, my week was a regular week. My highlight was church.
Yeah,
like, I had an awesome time at church. Bishop ain't even had time to preach. You know, the spirit was moving.
Oh, that's what's up. So y'all had a praise and worship.
We had a praise and worship service. See, it was really
what
nice.
You was looking for? You missed
out. Yeah, I missed it. Right there, has an impromptu. Y'all need to schedule that. Let me know. Just having no impromptu praise and worship service.
Nah, you had just one of the choirs there talk about some. Give us a little bit of preaching, Bishop. He looked at him like, up.
Yes.
Look, he wasn't ready this week. Shut up. No, shut up.
Let the spirit flow. We push you out there and say you slain in the spirit.
That'd be like the old lady's like, preach, preacher. Like, it's 6 o'clock. Okay. You try and go home.
I'm down.
I still got cooked dinner.
Doing too much now. We trying to get him out of here. Sure. Tripping. But it was nice. Bing. Yeah. My week is pretty cool.
That's
fun. It was chill. Yeah, no. Not too bad.
Making it work, baby.
I was saying that them little pipes going.
That's all you can do.
Me.
Sorry, no. Remember that, honey?
She had a solo.
I did. I had my little tea with me and everything. I was cool.
She was ready.
Oh, yes.
Heck yeah. That dad going to start. He's talking about something. He's talking about something. You ready? Even me? I said, oh, yeah. Even me, I'll be ready. I'd be ready because that thing was high. And then, as the spirit was flowing, that was the song that they kept playing. So, we
and
had
keep
to
getting back up. Keep singing. Oh, I know about that. Them encores.
Yes.
Them triple,
when they get the clap.
Encore.
They hyping y'all up to keep going. You're like, oh, shit. About to take it up again.
Yes. Oh, my
one more,
goodness.
One more. You want me to hear that one more?
Then the bishop gets on the mic and he gets to sing it, and I'm like, oh, we gonna
that's
be
it. Here.
Oh. That's a full uncle.
Should never gave you niggas a mic.
No. Then he turn around, point to the choir. Every time he's going to turn around, point to the choir. I'm like, really? Really? Again? Yeah, again. Hold on. Let me put this awes in my mouth. Hold on.
Tripping.
I sure did. I had that awes cough drop under my tongue the whole daggone time I was singing. Because that wasn't the nose. What? Look, I'm a little rusty now.
Too rusty.
A little rusty.
But you pushed through.
Pushed through. Right. We made it. Mm-hmm. We made it. I can't say the same for that tenor over there with hitting the wrong note.
Oh, see. It's always one.
They fucking up
tell
for
you,
you
it's
too.
Always one. And they be the loudest motherfuckers singing too.
Yes, he
like,
was.
Like, come on, sir. You know that ain't the
stay
note.
Stay on key. Please.
You know that ain't it.
Afterwards, the director was like, oh, yeah, you know you kept hitting the wrong note, right?
That's embarrassing. Damn. But you can't tell them they can't join the choir.
You can't.
You can't, because Jesus wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't hold auditions. Really? He want everybody to praise the Lord, so he's not going to hold auditions.
Okay.
Damn.
For the sake of everybody else, if you can't sing, stay out the choir.
Get out the pew.
That's it. That's all.
Or don't just be as loud.
Okay. No. If you can't sing, stay
out the view.
Just do it for us. Just sing in the audience.
Gail girl.
Your funky
what's that?
Dog head.
No, no.
Oh my God.
This
no.
New bring the head to her like that.
What? He was not playing.
At all. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I was dead when I heard. I said, no. Rewind. Let me start this video.
And his motherfucking night skull. I'm playing in his do-rag. Y'all better stop playing with him.
I was like, no. He did not just call her that. Then I was like, damn. You know, everybody has seen this shit now. Fine, kind of felt a little bad for her. Like, damn. Everybody know you're a little funky doghead bitch. Like, oh, you ain't going to be able to let that one down, love.
So that
that's gonna be your name forevermore.
So I haven't seen the whole interview.
I just saw the clip. I didn't even want to watch the whole thing.
But did you see that Gail said that the network kind of finessed the clip and just put out that part to get views and ratings and shit. And I'm like, I feel you, but you still...
She probably okayed it.
But you, yeah, you still asked the question, period. You did. Like, at some point in the interview, you asked that question.
So, I heard the feedback on from everybody on the interview before I actually saw the clip. And, like, the interview wasn't as fucked up as I expected it to be. I thought she was, like, going in. The one part of the interview that got me was when she had said something to Lisa Leslie about... I don't remember if she said it or if Lisa Leslie said it, but she was like, how when she go out, was Kobe ever like, oh, see Shawty over there?
Oh,
like,
yeah, let go me get her, my go get her. Yeah,
she was like, you know, nah, he would never did that, but I do got some friends in the industry that have done that before. And then she was like, you know, the case went to trial, like, he was not found guilty or however it went.
Right.
And she was like, you know, I never known him to do that. And then Gail ass was like, but would you know? I was like, oh, this bitch trying to get fucked up.
That's why I'm like, yeah, that was the part. Ask the questions.
I don't like that she was like...
egging it on.
Yeah. Now, the questions, it's like, you kind of don't want to hear the questions because of the timing of everything. But it was like, you know, okay. But that part when she was like, well, would you? How would you know?
Bitch, yes, you don't know.
And I was like, dog, really? Really? This what we doing? This what we saying? I was like, okay, yeah. She right. Snoop was right. Snoop said don't he was supposed to say. He wasn't lying.
This dad for her life got on there apologizing.
First of all, Oprah. Bitch,
oh,
quit. Quit the dramatics, bitch. He's like, my friend. She's not doing that. Then 2 seconds later, talking in her regular voice. Oh, you're not sad. She's doing just fine.
Phony shit.
Ain't nobody about to kill her. Relax.
But that's because she but we jumping not to with her defense. Right, because she knows she out here doing the same stupid ass shit.
They both be on that bullshit all the time. All the time. Never fails. And it's always with the black people.
Yeah.
Black men in general. And I'm like, oh, y'all some salty bitches. Y'all want to get no good black peen or something. Something happened.
Obviously not. You see, Oprah still ain't Murray. What's his name? Spellman?
Stedman.
Stedman. Stedman. I said Spellman.
Stedman.
Oh, mustache. Steve Harvey. Right. Wanna be ass nigga. He is just going along with it. I guess he figured, bitch, taking care of me. I mean, he a lawyer, whatever. He got money, I know. But shit, I guess he like, fuck it. Fuck
I
it.
Think that's just for appearances. Oprah ain't giving that man no butt.
Shit, you remember it was a long time rumor that Gail and Oprah was fucking with each other.
You know, I still believe it.
I believe it too. Because like you said, I don't know, when is that man getting ass? Yeah, right.
He might be getting dick. He might be.
Oh. Right. Ooh, you
didn't it might be an arrangement. That's what I'm saying. Like, I always was like, that shit ain't real. That's some funky shit over there. That ain't
right. You have enlightened me. Look, I just thought about it like that. It's okay. Everybody hiding and creeping and sneaking.
Oh, but y'all on Front Street now. Like, I don't know why it had to take the Kobe incident for people to really be like, fuck them. But y'all done did it now.
Y'all done did it.
Y'all fucked with the wrong one. We weren't about to play about this man.
Hell no.
How dare you?
Yeah, people out here ready to smoke your boots because you done said something sideways about this man. You
get caught on the street, you might get a fist to the chin. We not going to put you 6 feet under, but... knock your ass out one more time.
Slide her young ass.
Old school stretch out.
Man, what? How about sis? Speaking of something to the chin. How about sis on the pole?
My God. Fly high.
Falling to her demise. Oh my God. Well, she broke her jaw, dislocated her jaw. Yeah,
she said she dislocated her jaw. She had broke stitches under her chin. Oh, yeah, she broke some teeth.
She fucked herself.
She was glad she didn't break any limbs, though. And I'm surprised, too, because the way her motherfucking limbs was flinging as she was falling.
I think that's because she didn't brace herself with nothing but her face. That's why.
Yeah,
she didn't, like, try to stop herself with her arms and legs.
Stop myself with my
like,
chin.
She... And then what about that girl sitting on the side of the stage? She
didn't even listen.
She barely looked at her. I was trying to figure out why the bitch was just sitting on the stage like that anyway.
Was she collecting her money?
Or? I was confused.
She ain't give her a sissuary.
Nothing. She just let her keep shaking that ass off the stage. I watched that clip like 20 times. I'm not about to hold you. I was like,
How did it happen?
She really like fell.
That bitch was high. How many feet?
And I was like, what? How did it happen?
Was she bleeding?
I don't know.
I didn't see it. She had to be.
She bust herself up. But the chin, like that. Yeah.
She had stitches on her chin. Mm. So she had to bleed eventually.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all got to be more careful out here.
Please.
That's a long way down.
Y'all got to practice. Don't just be showing up to the club getting to get on the boat. You got to practice. Get you one in the house and practice before you come out there.
I'm just saying, though. Damn. Like.
That was
like,
listen, she'll be all right. Huh. She all right.
I'm wrong because I'm sitting here watching it.
It's not funny.
She all right. She fell all right. So fast, too.
It was
she
fast.
Did. I was like, before I knew what was happening, she was on the ground shaking that ass back in the
That's why you had to watch it again because you just paused. You had to watch like, it in sections. Happened? Yeah.
What happened? Wait. Where'd she come from?
No, because the other girl was already on stage.
Yeah, she was sitting at the
bar. She was just sitting there, just chilling.
That's why I was like, is that her partner? Or?
I don't know.
Clearly since not.
She was not concerned. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have got your ass up there.
She fell right by her. Like,
yes, like touched her.
Or she thought it was part of the, because she wasn't looking up. So maybe she thought the bitch slid down.
You had to feel that wind. You had to feel it.
Whoosh, whoosh. Yeah, she probably thought she dropped into a split.
No way.
Right? No.
No.
You're not hearing that.
Nope. I don't believe it. She was just like, you know, right, we got to play it all. Yeah, but I was like, oh, she ain't stopped the show. She's a professional.
She's a professional,
okay?
Now, bitch. The show must go on.
Fuck that.
When Beyonce slipped, do she keep going? Yes.
And Beyonce ain't never fucked herself up like that.
Not like that.
I'd have been like, all right, cut, cut. We need a medic.
But you got fucked up naked, though. Like,
anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Her titties ball was hurting.
The emotion. Way she smacked that floor, she hit everything.
She probably bruised that.
That's why I said she is. But she better praise God she didn't break nothing. Because them limbs and them titties and ass, all that could have burst.
Oh my God.
Everything could have burst. Everything would have flew every which way.
Oh no. I can imagine being in the audience.
I know, because I would have been too concerned. Everybody else too sad and calm. I'm up in there like, what the fuck? I'm running to the back. I guess to help the bitch. Everybody else don't care.
It looked like she smacked her face last, though. Like,
she had a whiplash moment.
She hit her butt, her
hips. Right, like it went.
She hit her butt, her hips, her arm, and then her face.
Damn.
I'm over here analyzing.
She going to slow-mo and shit.
They put it in slow-mo into the slow-mo. Okay.
Wait, sis, take your time and recover. Don't get back out there too soon. I bet she's
now I see what happened to it. Was two of them. The first girl slid down in a split, and then she sat on a side waiting for the other girl. The other girl was supposed to slide down in a split, but she landed on her face instead.
See,
that's why she didn't budge, because it's showing the whole thing.
She thought she was landing down foul, hitting this, giving y'all a show.
And she didn't completely back off. She did the headstand and everything. She completely finished before she got off the stage.
What? See, I ain't see the whole performance.
She's still going.
She lit lit.
Oh, she sure is. Bitch, you crazy is what you are.
I'd be like, all right, ain't that much money in the world.
No, it's not.
I got to make sure my face ain't hanging off.
And she didn't,
what's that?
Not her face ain't hanging off. Look, we gonna have to listen to this later because she's still
like, how do you
talking about
push through pain like that?
I don't even think she
right
knew.
To do handstands and shit. No, hell no.
First of all, when you fall, that's some scary shit. I don't care how high up or low down you are. When you fall, it's all you right, are
so
disoriented.
The first girl gonna come down. Yeah, I see it.
She slide. Wait,
she gonna slide down. First girl
see,
comes down. She moves
she
and
did.
She sits. Right. Does her little thing, moves, sits, and then here comes the other girl. Boom!
Oh.
But the wrong way.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, yeah.
So that's
and then for her to continue, now I see why the
first
also didn't do
nothing. But she kept going.
Yeah.
See?
I was like, okay, this bitch don't care. She, or everybody flexing.
They clapping like, yeah, she's still going. No, I'd have been like, get your ass down off
she
the
probably was trying to get them tips. She was like, they should sort this shit. Come on, throw this money up here, bitch. I'm working hard. Extra hard.
Yeah, she wilding. Oh, and then they have a little interview with her talking about what she did.
Yeah, I seen that.
All right, well, we don't care about that.
Ha!
That
bitch,
video just, does, you know. I'm glad she's alive and kicking.
Okay.
That she had too much oil on them hands. She couldn't grip it. You can't have oil on your hands and your thighs. I mean, granted, you're supposed to be shiny, whatever. not up on that pole. It put some grip on
don't
it.
Be sorry, ho. Be careful. that's all I can say.
Straight up.
Better luck next time.
She better get them weightlifting gloves, the ones that got the grip on, a little rubber.
I bet not see no sugar on my stage, no fucking blood. Hell no. What we really about to do? Y'all be careful out there in them streets. Currently, it's hard out here for a stripper.
Straight up. What the fuck?
You ratchet, stealing ass people.
Ooh.
Who's stealing?
Them fucking Porch Pirates. You can't order shit and have it delivered to your fucking house.
Nah,
I'm just saying. Y'all got to see these videos, though. That should be fucking hilarious. Why they had this little joint, right? So they had, like, the Porch Pirate, like, trap where they would put a box with, like, this, like this noise and this little spinner with a box of fucking glitter, so that when you steal a package, as soon as you open that bitch, all the glitter will spray out.
So you know you can't get the glitter. That's what they get. That is the hardest thing to pop in
like shit.
Yes, but I promise you, because I have the little ring app, right? So every day the joint bang, like, oh, my package got stolen. Oh, somebody was on my porch trying to steal my package, but I caught them. This should be funny. I seen one video, the lady was, she went to go steal a package and the cat was sitting on the porch. The cat looked at her ass like, she. Hell yeah, people crazy. The one dude tried to steal the package. No, it was a lady. She tried to steal the package and tried to run. This bitch slipped and broke her fucking ankle.
Oh, that's my what God. She did. Instant karma, okay?
Shit.
Why are you stealing from me? You don't even know what's in this package.
You don't even know.
You
right?
You could be stealing a sweater for my grandmother.
Why do you like the Barney bag? Like the surprise bag. I don't understand it.
But this shit happens every day. That's like crazy. Every single day. And I say when it's like, I don't know what the hell is the one person keeps ordering, but I always see their house. Like it's always there.
But my thing is, if this shit got stolen once, twice, three times, I'm not about to order.
Keep on, yeah. Like,
I'm not sending nothing else to my resident.
You stupid as hell.
It gotta go to somebody else's house.
That's there, right? Somebody that can actually take my package in.
Or should okay. I gotta make
give
sure
it to
I'm
the
home.
Neighbor or something?
Nope. They be stealing like shit, all of them.
That would piss me off.
Yeah.
I don't even care if I paid 1 cent. Like I paid for it's this. Mine. Why are you stealing?
I watched the video, right? I was like, ooh. Why does it look like my neighborhood?
And it was.
It was. It was my neighbor's porch.
Oh, my God.
The girl got out the car, ran up in the, opened the gate, ran in the yard, up on the porch, grabbed
like,
the
so
package.
What, what do you do? Just drive past looking for packages?
They be on foot.
Well, some be on foot. Yes, that was random that she was in there. It was
how
random.
How you gonna steal something and you walking? You can't even get away.
They do it.
That's crazy.
They just roll up, grab the package, and be gone. And just be casually walking down the street. Just
crazy
gone.
Crazy as shit.
Just on somebody's shit.
So, I live in, well, y'all know I live in an apartment, but we be having, like, packages by the doors and shit. We walk down the hall. And I be thinking about that shit, especially when I order my Fashion Nova. Bitch!
Oh, she like, who's still
I'm like, y'all gonna start stealing my clothes. We sitting to go, I'm going down to this camera. We gonna see who the fuck did it. And we gonna handle this. What the fuck? But no, nobody steals out the apartment buildings, though, luckily. At least not on my floor.
I'm about to say, nah, don't ever get stolen around here. To my knowledge.
Fortunately, ain't nothing been stolen on mine, but male people deliver this shit to the wrong house.
They be doing that shit.
But they, and they open this shit.
What? Yes. Your name is not on there. What did you open in my shit? That's
they
against the law.
Don't read.
They don't read.
But then they probably just trying to see what you had.
Nosy bitches. Of course. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this crock pot was for you. Bitch, you knew.
Damn well, you ain't eat order nothing.
No.
Give me my
I had a package. I think UPS dropped the package off. It was the little envelope. So I was
that
waiting for my
UPS.
I was waiting for my cash app card. So I'm like, okay. So I was like, I bet I can fill it. All right, it's the card. Open the joint. And I'm like,
it was used?
That ain't my name.
Oh, no. Open the nigga's financial
I did. And I was like,
business.
What the f- this ain't even the one I ordered. Who would not look? I was like, oh shit, it's in my package because I ain't reading.
This
it was in my mailbox.
They just sent it back.
No, it was the neighbor's. I didn't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the.
You just saw the address.
The newer neighbors on the other side. Yeah, I just saw the address because it was my address. So I just.
Like, nigga, why you eating your shit sent to my house?
Right. So I was like, is one of y'all name this?
No, because you know, you sometimes you get that mail that'll say, for somebody else's name and then it'll say, or resident. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that bullshit.
Choice coming to mind, but it's got the sorority name on it, so. Oh.
Like, what? Like, what coming over there?
It'd be like, D, or the sorority. I'm like,
right.
Okay.
Or the business.
Open it.
Oh, this advertisement. Just
as long as it say that, it's fair play. Mm-hmm. Right. I ain't getting in trouble for this.
I feel like most of the time that'd be mail. I don't want no way.
I'm yeah, just it's junk mail.
Or it'd be like more owner. Mm-hmm. Or resident.
Mm-hmm. I be having stuff come to my house by somebody with the name begins with a D and we got the same last name. But sometimes I just be ripping that shit open and be like, what is this? I don't owe nobody. Or like, it'd be that's random so shit, fun. Like legit mail that they probably should be getting at their home. And then I'd be like, this ain't even mine. Who is this? And I'm just like, I don't even know a person by that name. Because you know when you do an address change or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they be fucking up.
Yeah, they do.
But I'm like, I've been in this house too long.
We know better now.
Like, why y'all still sending me this lady stuff? Sorry, sis. I'll be trying to get it back to you. Because I don't want your bills. Girl. I don't want my own bills.
Okay.
The fuck? Stop stealing.
Y'all was about to say, so the moral of the story is...
Y'all some thieves out here.
Get that's your like sticky banded asses on no, some goddamn wear.
Have y'all seen a video? It's a bicycle. And they got a string tied to it. And they just leave it like out on the corner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like random people come back, get on that shit and be riding it. To that motherfucking string pull their ass. They be flipping off the bike. Y'all ain't never seen that video.
I seen a book bag video like God. That. They put a string to the
they
book bag.
They be getting messed up. And she be so funny. And I'm like, dog.
This is not
and the person recording just be cracking up. Because they be getting messed up. Like flip off that joint. Legs be up and then they
and
get
what
up.
You gonna say?
Then you get up and look around like, damn. Them videos funny as I don't know what. Y'all gotta stop stealing. Somebody is always watching.
Big Brother is always it's a camera everywhere.
Get your own stuff.
They be funny because they be trying to hide from the camera though. Oh, they'll walk up like they see it. They be like, oh shit, and then turn around and walk
like we already
away,
got you.
Walk up slow like they
the
looking
camera.
Yes.
Look at that. Side
no, it was one. I think they were, I don't know, they walked into the lady house.
Oh, you in my shit? You
yeah.
Got a guy tonight.
You goddamn right. This bitch got to shoot that day.
Hell yes. No, I listen. Yes, sis. That's the way to do it. Cause you ain't about
it
to
was a
my
white,
shit.
Old white lady, too. She put that motherfucker. She the gun was bigger than her ass.
Get these niggas tonight.
She heard somebody. She say, pow, pow, pow. I just start shooting
her old same ass gun. Yeah. And that big long ass.
Oh my gosh.
She can't even hold the motherfucker.
Yo. You see her ass the camera run past the camera with the gun in her hand. She was trying to fuck somebody. Yeah.
Good.
Stop stealing.
You in my house?
Yes.
Yeah. You violating.
You a fair game. You better hope you can make it out before I make it to you.
I'm telling you. With them hoes in your
You better
hands.
Hope you can make it gone because I'm coming to the street for your ass.
Yes, okay, they be peeking at people's windows and shit like, anybody in there? Let me go ahead and take this box off the porch.
That is crazy.
Goddamn porch pirates.
At least steal from the stores.
Thank you.
Don't steal from
somebody
me.
Who got insurance on the shit you about to steal.
A random ass mystery box. They why got, do you want to do that?
Yes, they got profit loss margins and shit. Like, go steal from them.
Exactly.
Stop stealing from
they'll be fine.
Us. Type fine. Of shit.
Anywho.
That's trifling.
Stop it. Get it together.
Stealing from people. Like you said, establishment
from
is one thing.
Pocket.
Yes.
Stealing from people.
Damn,
is sex. Ridiculous.
Stop I'm it. Retarded. Done. Quit. Say
what? And we're back.
Hey now.
The topic of the week this week is. Drum roll, please. Code switching.
Do y'all know what that is?
I got some definitions here.
For those who don't know, code switching is?
Mm-hmm. The practice of alternating between two or more languages or varieties of language in conversation. Or, I like this one better.
What?
The modifying of one's speech, behavior, appearance, etc. to adapt to different sociocultural norms.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's the one. That's the way.
I'm trying to be the first one. That would be nice, right? Be out here speaking all types of languages and shit. Yes. 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 But But y'all, the second one though, huh? Y'all know that's the one that hit.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Do you code switch?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Huh. More, I do. Look. Not as much now as I used to before because the old profession. Oh, I had to code switch 24/7. I had to deal with a different culture every single day. Mm. Not just them white folk. It was them other folk too.
What other folk?
Them other girls. You know, that's a lot of different cultures out here.
Just besides, I know, but folk. You said other folk like you was being specific.
No. It's a whole rock 'em because where I was working back then, we did events. So depending on what event we were doing, determine what code you need to switch to.
Right. True that. I mean, I do to a certain extent. I guess my code switching would be, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but like I censor myself. I don't think I necessarily change my tone or my speaking voice, but like, I sense to myself, like, I ain't doing a whole bunch of cussing and shit, depending on who I'm talking to, or, like, I ain't saying no big wild shit to, you know, if I'm in a professional setting, like, I'm talking like I got some fucking sense. Mm-hmm. But this shit here?
This shit right here, my nigga?
No. You code switch, Desi?
I have. I don't do it so much now, either, because I don't even really talk to motherfuckers. Shit, I hear a nigga come out of room, like, let me go into a room. How about that?
Oh, who the fuck? Right,
like,
right.
I don't feel like saying hi. How are you? None of that shit. But occasionally, yeah, I do. I have to speak and I put on my little professional.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I've been working customer service all my goddamn life.
Man, mm-hmm. What?
Which is the reason I work where I work now, or enjoy where I work now, because I don't have to sit up in motherfuckers' face all day. Like you said, code switching and gotta act a certain way. I don't got time for that shit no more.
Mm-mm. So that's why you code switch for adaptability?
Yeah, depending on the setting. Yeah. What am I?
That's how I am, yeah, to make me more relatable to who
I'm dealing with.
Talking to. Mm-hmm. I was saying, because when I was in an office setting, like, you know, I had to deal directly with people, face to face meetings and stuff like that. And it's like, but I always been this.
Yeah, being yourself, like little, it's just a little
watered down version of me. Mm-hmm. Not sitting there talking like, yes, man.
Hell no.
Like, I mean, that's just never been me.
Now, but you notice how y'all used to answer the phone. She was trying to get them jobs.
Now,
you know,
my mother. Girl, my mother is funny as shit. Back when she was like, working at the library. Yes, okay.
Yes.
They answer the phone.
Good morning.
Library, how are you help you?
Yes.
Now you saw the goddamn caller ID. You saw it was me. Don't play. But I guess sometimes people be listening or around how some jobs be like, they record what's going on their lines when you're talking. Mm-hmm. So she got answer that way. But once she started talking, then shit break down. She
true.
Like, girl, stop.
I was in a call center. For a utility company, I will not say who, but yeah, when you answered the phone, they gave you a script you had to memorize.
I worked in a call center before, so that shit was not for me.
No, me
I think
either.
I been there like 3 weeks in that bitch, and I was like, all right,
I can't do it.
Y'all can keep this.
The lady told me I was too compassionate. She was like, no, I need you to hurry up and get them off the phone. Like, you're taking too long. You're letting them vent a little too much. And I'm like,
and you letting them talk to you as opposed to you talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't like that.
Bitch, on here trying to be Miss Mikey Pants.
Whatever. I got great
tell
reviews
them what
for
they need to buy.
I bet you was letting them vent.
I got great reviews for like, it. And they was paying their bill.
And she letting me get out my pain.
Okay. I was like, go ahead. Yes, girl. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, your bill is.
Well, that was her code switching. Look, she was.
Okay. letting you
get out your pain. But guess what? This bill is due.
It is. And they would pay it.
Okay.
After they got to run in their mouth for about a good 5-10 minutes. And then afterwards, they would want to talk to the supervisor to give me a good review. So, but I got a lot of good reviews. Supervisor ain't like that. Needless to say, I'm not working there anymore.
Them kind of jobs. If you still working in a call center, more power to you, because ain't no fucking way. Unless it's something where you're calling me for some advice, for some help, that's different as opposed to me got a cold call your ass. Oh, no.
No, they were, and that's the thing, they would call in. I was in the billing department. Out.
I was calling them about shit, and I was just like, this ain't it.
That script down pat.
This ain't it. This is not for me.
Hello. Welcome to.
Mm-mm. I only had to call out one time. We had to do a radio survey. which was the funniest thing ever. You know how many of these random ass, weird ass songs that I ended up learning because you had to play a snippet of the song for the people and they would have to say whether they liked it or disliked it or somewhat liked it or whatever.
I would have not wasted my time on the phone with you about no damn radio song.
Fuck no. But the funny thing is, they were actually on the phone. I actually met a professional football player that way.
Nigga, what was you doing that you had time to be listening to some radios?
What are you doing?
He some didn't.
Why you not in the weight room?
No.
Yes.
He what are you doing?
It was late. The times that we would call were like downtime times where they knew people would be home. Mm-mm. So it was real random. And you can't.
He shouldn't have had no downtime. That's probably why he don't play football no more.
Well. Well. How about it? Anyway. But yeah, it was, code switching is funny.
It is, like, I mean, I about to say how you talk to your friends, but no, I talk to my friends like this. Like, I'm talking to you bitches right now. It's a lot of cussing, slang, and I don't like the word ghetto, but.
G-H-E-T-T-O.
It's a lot of this shit coming out like this.
Wow.
How you talk to your parents? I think I talked to my mother the same way.
I
cuss at her.
Right. But
like,
I cuss
at y'all bitches.
Yeah.
But I cuss.
I still apologize if I slip up and curse with my parents.
Oh, that's cute.
Your father, I can see. But mom.
Yeah, her too. Both of them. I still do. And I do.
I feel bad because I don't.
Damn sure. Don't
be
curse.
Cussing like
and
shit.
They ain't even my parents.
My parents act like the kids now. So.
See?
I got to talk to them like I'm the fucking parent when I do talk to them. So I curse. I be cursing like a mother.
She putting y'all on notice. Y'all trying to get punished or no?
Oh, no. Don't call me with that shit.
I damn sure don't curse on my grandfather. Not no, even a little no. bit piece of. I won't even say hey.
You don't even want to talk to this nigga.
Don't do that.
Hello, sir. You thought that was code switching.
Yeah. Giving a nigga a whole handshake. What the fuck?
Hello,
that's
mister.
Proper as shit.
That's all you said, and I'm gone. Turn that away. I can't give you any more of this conversation.
I'll be like, this code switch boy will not break down while I'm standing in front of you. I got to go.
No, for real. See, now, it's hard for me. I don't want to say hard, like I can't adapt. But because I don't have to. I don't think I'm so outrageous with the way that I speak that I have to switch it up so often. But it's like, for certain people, in certain situations, you really got to act like you got, like, a brain up in this noggin.
Yeah, you got to put your knowledge
at work,
up front.
I would say previous jobs, yes. Where I was answering the telephone or, like I said, having face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. Yes. The job I got now, this the same D that I give y'all. Mine is the cussing. I don't have it in me. Even like if you don't like what this is, after all these years I've been on this earth, then I guess we don't need to be having a conversation.
Leave me be.
I don't know what you, listen.
What you're looking for.
Yeah. Because if I ain't got it, I just ain't got it. I can't give it to you. Because I don't know how to be anything other than this.
Can't give you what I don't have.
Mm-mm. I have found that as a working professional, that I get treated differently because of the way people perceive me by how I talk. People think I'm a dumb bitch. Mm. And like when they get checked, ain't no more thinking like that. But it's like, you know, I feel like if I tried harder to code switch in certain situations, I wouldn't be getting treated that way. So there was this thing, right, at my current job where some stuff was happening where my department was getting like switched around. And nobody was for that shit. So I was going to take it upon myself to compose a letter. Now, y'all know I'm a writing ass bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The way that I talk, as opposed to the way I don't care, but I say, can you code switch when you type?
Okay.
On paper.
Listen, on paper. You wouldn't even know that this is what this is. But, like, so on paper, like, I'm a professional as a motherfucker. So I took it upon myself to draft up a proposal on what I felt should be done to keep my department in check. And it was this random white bitch. Not random, but this white girl. And
the bitch was random.
She kind of had the same idea. And everybody was like, oh, when we was talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go ahead and type this up and send it on over to who we need to go on to. And they was like, oh, yeah, Sally, go ahead and write that up for us. And I'm like, Sally?
Mm-mm.
What's up? So y'all just going to play with me in my face like this?
Mm-hmm.
Did Sally write that letter? No, who did? D did. And got that shit. Well, I mean, it ain't do what I wanted to do for everybody. It did what I needed to do for me. But I mean, shit, I got it done. But I was like, they really tried to play with me. And just because the bitch who was white and talked a little, they accepted the way that she presented herself more so than, I guess, what I do on a daily basis. They just thought that she was going to put forth a better situation than I was. And it's just like, y'all really like,
and they say,
play with me and judge me. Yeah. Right. Oh, you know it. You God know it was. Shame.
Oh, so they trust the white girl.
If they wasn't black, they were still color.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know it was. It's always funny. Your own people.
Oh, yeah. Crabs always. In a bucket. Crabs in a goddamn
and then people, then it'd be the people who you think that fuck with you.
Right.
I'm just like, oh.
But you think of me like that? Oh.
Yeah, they okay. Fuck with you out here. You cool peoples, but
but not for this, sis. This not for bag. This. Whole time, it is my bag. That's like when my coworkers found out. I don't know what, like, I'm always very interested to see how people perceive me. Because, like, clearly, whatever face I thought I was putting out into the world ain't it. Because motherfuckers be, like, so shocked when I tell them I have interest or I have degrees or I have, like when I was telling, I was talking to my coworkers about money management and taxes and stuff like that. They fucking mind was blown.
How does she know
this
all
little
that?
Black girl know, like, yes. I'm a numbers bitch, okay? I am. I will get it done for you.
With you.
But it was like the shock behind the revelation. It was just like, oh, y'all thought, what did y'all think
what
I was
did you
doing?
Think, right.
That shit is crazy.
There's more than meets the eye.
Okay. Yes. Exactly. And I'm like, you know, I don't even like half of y'all. So I don't need to be promoting myself to you, bitch.
Right.
Because I don't like
what are you going to do for me. Right. You got a damn thing.
It's okay. I don't know. Am I the only person out here that's having this issue?
I think people perceive me funny. Well,
I am the only person having this issue? Oh. She was like, yes. I'm like, oh. But maybe it is me.
Well, but see, mine is different from them thinking like you feel like they think that you not as knowledgeable as you are and stuff like that. For me, I think people think I'm arrogant as fuck.
Ooh.
Because I be so quiet and reserved before I know you to give you me. You get what I'm saying? So, because they don't see who...
They think you stuck up.
They
I've gotten that,
up.
Too. So, but it's like, once they do get to know me, and
yeah,
I present
like,
this
oh,
version
right.
of D to them, then, yeah, I'm cool, but it's like...
You still...
They still don't think that I'm multifaceted. Mm-hmm. They think that, oh, she just... Lil Shawty that I work with. You know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Mm-mm. They think I'm the
she's intelligent
oh, she
black
thinks
woman.
She too cute, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody has always thought that. Period.
I can see that, bitch, because you do be acting like you.
Whatever.
Too cute
that's
sometimes.
Why y'all motherfuckers call me bougie. I'm not.
Yeah, look her finger. Watch
and how
head.
She eating this cookie? Listen, I'm telling you, we gonna record one day.
Yeah,
because y'all need to see this. Up here. This not so bougie, bitch. Whatever.
Anyway. But little do they know, it is definitely more than me. Yeah, because what you won't do is play with me. So don't think I'm too cute. Don't let this mouth fool you.
I'm about to say, it's more gangster
it's
than
whole,
cute.
It's a whole lot of G up in this drink.
True. It is more gangster than cute up in
she
here.
She a nigga for real. She a nigga for real. Don't let her fool you.
Don't let her fool you.
So this is interesting here. Do you think code switching helps or hurts the black race as a whole?
Depends on how you do it. Okay, because, see, some motherfuckers be going a little too far, and then we going into cooning, okay?
Oh, okay. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that?
Okay. You know what I hate when motherfuckers code switch, right? But you're only doing it to the white people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, no. Give me that same service, mm-hmm. too. I want that same professionalism, too. But when you dealing with black people, you all on some just, like, whatever, nonchalant... Shit, like, that irritates me.
And that's one thing that I won't do. Like, if I'm being professional, it's to everybody. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've been to establishments, and it's like, it's a white person in front of me and one behind me. And it's like, when I get up to the, like, it's like all the fences drop and you just saying whatever. Or you really not paying my ass too much mind. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I got a code switch. Excuse me, ma'am, sir. I'm turning to Karen. Where's your manager? Don't play.
Yeah, I seen that a lot. I hate that shit. Like, that's cooning, bitch. Now you tap dancing for the white man. Oh, you need some water? You need some this? Anything else? Blah, blah, blah. But then the black person standing and you just like, okay.
Oh, you can sit over there and wait.
Right. Somebody will be with you in a minute.
No, that's not cool.
Bitch. Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm not feeling it.
I don't know. I'm kind of, when it comes to code switching, because we've switched the whole code up from the beginning any goddamn way, trying to be like them. Mm-hmm. But I'm still a believer that segregation was one of the, I mean, desegregation was one of the worst things that happened to black people.
That's on the kind of tip that I was on. I don't like that we're still fighting for acceptance as opposed to carving our own space out in the world and just being us. Like, we still trying to be them.
Yep.
And that shit is mad annoying.
It really is.
Like, how can they accept you for who you are if you don't even know all the time? You know what I'm saying?
That's not the version of you I want.
Yeah, well, that's what you about to get, sis. But it's like, if you keep changing yourself to what they want, right, when you don't act that way, or when you're not,
you being a damn
code switching, then that's where the problems come in. As opposed to, if you listen, you gonna have to take what I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you no other choice.
Period.
Like, that's just what it's gonna have to be.
Yeah. Plain and simple.
But yes, we was here with that. Because I think about that all the time. And I watch black people do it. And I'm just like, you know, you don't even have to be that extra.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I can still be this version of D. And just, because profanity ain't for everybody. And I don't even think that's a race thing. Like,
yeah, it's, everybody
can be borderline disrespectful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, it's not for every situation, every nuance. No. Like, so sometimes you gotta be like, all right, let me put on the...
Because when you be on the phone and they be fucking up your bills and shit and your money, and you get the slipping a couple curse words in there, she'd be like, well, ma'am, if you're gonna talk like this, we're gonna go ahead and end this conversation.
Oh, no, we're not. You're gonna transfer me up the fucking ladder and let me get my shit up because I'm not getting off the phone.
Exactly.
Please.
But then sometimes it's so fucked up. And I think it's more so with our kind than anybody else. You gotta go there sometime to get shit done. Like, I'm trying to be nice and be professional, act like I got some sense. But you don't understand
you
it till I'm... Till I'm about to motherfucker like... Put this Vaseline in these tennis shoes on. Then we ain't got no more problems.
Oh, none. Oh, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. Don't worry.
I know you will.
But it's like, I don't want to do that all the time, because that's not even me.
I can afford.
Sometimes you do got to put the press on them, but like I said, I guess that's the part of goes with you too, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Don't nobody feel like doing all that. Can y'all just act like y'all got some sense?
No, I just like how much respect people had for themselves, black people had for themselves before desegregation. Like, you wouldn't come outside looking any kind of way. Like, you came outside like you was in your Sunday's best. Like, you was dressed to the teeth. Yes.
Even if you ain't had none. Look like you're going to have some business.
Exactly. But somewhere, somehow, just breaking those walls down, trying to integrate with everybody. That shit no. Mm-hmm. It was not the best thing for us, obviously. And you can see it. The evidence of it is terrible. And they still treat us like dogs.
Still, that's the thing. There's never going to be any acceptance. That's just the way I feel. Not completely.
No, yeah.
So pressed to be a part of their
world.
So
why not just be you? Why not just be you, live on your own terms, and be for your people?
Mm-hmm.
And just me, speaking specifically for D, as a black woman, I don't give a fuck what kind of black you are. The fact that you're black is enough for me.
Exactly.
I'm going to accept you just because of that. Off the strength of that. So you ain't got to play like you somebody that you not with me. Your color, skin color, same skin color as mine. Your daddy, your mama black, them grandparents down the line black.
Bitch, you know.
Oh, sis,
that.
I got you. Brother, yeah. I got you.
They sure as hell don't look at us like that. It's fucking ridiculous.
And everybody doesn't have it. Oh, nope. I had this conversation with my mother the other day, and we was kind of touching on this. And I'm like, you know, everybody does not see it that way. Mm-hmm. Some people that's black don't want to be black.
Yep.
Girl.
And then the worst, like.
So, O do this thing where he'll be like, randomly, he'll be like, Desi, you still like being black? I'm like, fuck yeah. So, look, he did it to his homie, homegirl. I don't know what I want to call her. I just don't want to put her on like it. But, and she was like, oh, well, I'm just happy to be alive.
No,
bitch! No. Oh no! I said, I can't deal with. I need black pride in my life.
Yes, all the time.
All day. What you mean? You just happy to be alive?
And don't get me wrong, niggas get on my nerves sometimes. And I don't even necessarily mean just black people. You niggas just mean niggerish behavior, okay? Mm-hmm. Just, white people be niggas too.
Uh-huh, hell yeah.
But sometimes black people get on my nerves sometimes, and I just be like, oh, you ain't even gonna act like this.
Don't do that. Yeah.
And I be I don't want to say nosy, but. I don't always mind my business. And, like, when I'm out in the general public, for the most part, I say to myself, because I don't want no problems. I ain't got time for nobody else's bullshit. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you involve me, sis, bruh, sir, ma'am, you ain't got to be out here like this. Let's chill out. Mm-hmm. What you need? Mm-hmm. What can I help you do to make your day better? I would talk to a motherfucker like that in the quickness. Now, if you're just doing some whack-ass shit and it's like, okay, let me move around. Because I ain't got time for this. But, like, when I be hearing people, like, cussing people out in a grocery store, they don't have enough lines open. And I be like, sis, you ain't...
It's not
going
to change.
This is not helping you. Yeah. It's not helping you.
You're
not going to get served faster.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then it's like, sometimes they be like, you right. But then, like, bitch, if you want to act crazy, like, don't make this a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We gotta start holding each other accountable too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate that when I see somebody close, I'd be like, what? What'd you say? Talk to me in English.
I'm all for the black power. But I be feeling some type of way when I see these white people out here in the middle of the street trying panhandle. And I be looking like, you got all white privilege all written all over you. Why the fuck am I gonna give you my money?
Yeah, I don't give niggas my money no way. If you a man, I'm sorry. I just don't. I mean, I'm all about charity.
I don't like when you ask.
But don't ask me. Exactly. Ask, I can't explain like, that shit. I'm a whole female. Don't
Thank
ask me
you.
For shit.
You Thank
should be
you.
Working, busting
exactly.
your ass. Just as much as I'm busting my ass to get
or
what
you
I
better
want.
Find you a man to ask. Don't
Exactly. Don't do
that
it.
Way. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
I was in a 7-Eleven one day. And the guy was like, he was like, can you buy me something to eat? And I looked at this nigga like,
not me.
You'd
ask the next
yeah.
gentleman that comes through this door, and I always put their asses on blast.
I was like, I'm not feeding no grown ass man.
Shit,
you ain't my man. I'm not feeding you shit.
That shit happened in a liquor store. Dude asked for some money, but it was other men in the liquor store. That nigga went off on him.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't even have to say nothing. He was like, why the fuck is you? All these motherfuckers in here. You went to her. You went to her. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, nigga, you a weak. He was going. I was like, damn.
Yes. Big ups to you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes.
Check this nigga.
Strong black man.
We
okay.
need
Check
it.
That ass.
That's the problem. They not getting checked. Mm-hmm. They just doing whatever.
Hold these niggas accountable.
Please and thank you.
Hold them accountable. We got to. It's the only way we're going to get better. So to switch it up a little bit. So sexually,
do
you
code
switch? I do. I know I do. I do talk to the dick differently, depending on
who you are. Talk to the mic.
Listen.
Is this thing on?
I'm not even about to hold you. Yes. Sometimes it calls for.
Yes.
You ain't always fucking with the same kind of nigga. You can't be giving out the same type of love.
Yes. Everybody
Hell
don't deserve
yeah.
both of you. Okay.
I'm about to say, you know, I done messed with a cornball before.
Who
you know,
hasn't?
I done got okay. by one before. And it's just like, the type of shit that I could do with my other niggas, like, first of all, he wasn't having that. He was too straight-laced. missionary. Yes. He wanted to wear his suit in the bedroom, basically. Hold on. And it's like, you know, couldn't get down the way that I wanted to. But for whatever reason, I liked the nigga. So I was like, all right, let me act like
you doing something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be this prim, proper bitch. It got old after a while. That's why I'm like, just be yourself. Be yourself, D, because you're going to end up unhappy. His ass. This ain't working for me.
Like, you was holding back all this freak I got. Look now, you doing too much.
And it just defeats the purpose. Like, this nice and all, but this not for me.
This nice and all.
This not for me, sir.
He all on that procreation sex and shit.
You know, right. It's for fun. That we're not supposed to do it for that reason.
I'm trying to be fruitful and multiply.
That ain't what this is about. That ain't about to happen.
Nigga, you know how much birth control and shit. Okay. Nigga, fuck out of here. You ain't procreate a damn thing. Mm-mm. Give me that dick.
All this is what it's for. This is all that I know.
No.
He must be.
Spit on your neck, nigga. What the fuck?
Spit on your neck?
Yes. Give me some acrobat.
Alphabet.
Acrobat.
Alphabet. I thought she said give me some alphabet.
Shit. Hell yeah. Position for every
you
better.
You gotta sing that motherfucking alphabet song down there when you're down there, Deborah.
I'm about to say.
You better hum it while you're doing it.
I know I have codes, but yeah, definitely. Fuck that. Everybody ain't getting the same. You
trace every letter in alphabet on this clip.
How much do I like you? Period. I might not like you.
That's
that
the
much.
Thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I like you enough to give you this pussy, but not enough to show you what I can do with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck.
Don't know, bitch. Don't be over here giggling and laughing and not giving no input.
Right, right. Hold
that ass the code switch the time or two.
Oh, me? Oh, absolutely.
This is absolutely.
Absolutely.
It calls for it. Because sometimes you gotta be a whole nasty bitch, too.
Oh, right, absolutely. You gotta adapt. You gotta
and
adapt.
Don't have no drink up in you. Oh,
oh Lord. You, what you talking about?
You turned into a whole porn star stripper some mo.
Yeah, that nigga looking at you like,
where all this shit come from? Nigga, what?
Nigga, thank you, nigga.
I had to pull everything out the Barney bag when we went. I just wanted to let you know.
Don't bring the toys out.
Oh, shit.
Don't take the Barney bag out.
It's fitting to get crazy up in here.
Yeah, trying to figure out why you 4-point strapped to
look,
the bed
but see,
and
that's
shit.
The thing. Everybody can't handle the bag.
I couldn't even imagine putting that shit out on a little cornball, nigga.
Yeah.
But it'd be like, I'm calling the police.
Crawling up the wall and shit. What's going on? Oh, he is buzzing and shit. No, that's why I always say you gotta find somebody that matches your freak. You got to.
Absolutely.
You got to. You be
cold switching with sex too much. You be mad at a motherfucker. Nah, eventually, yeah, you gotta find your,
yeah.
your freak, your match.
You got to.
Shit. Okay.
And how do you find that? By being
your
mother.
Look at that.
Self.
Yes.
If you're going to lie to anybody, don't lie to yourself. Just be you. And like I said, if a motherfucker fuck with it, hey, we all good. And if you don't, I'm still all good. Okay. Simple as that.
We're going to make it like, but yep.
You.
Yeah. So, what have you learned this week, D?
Me?
You?
I have learned a very valuable lesson because y'all know I'm a procrastinator.
You procrastinate?
Oh, I mean, I just do. I feel like I work better under pressure. But anyway, I have learned that I need, it's a must, in order for me to stay sane and stay on top of shit, I have to prioritize. I have to prioritize and stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I am the most list making them motherfucker I know. I have like calendars and spreadsheets.
I'm organized
as a motherfucker. And it's like, I need to prioritize, which I do. But then it's just like, I probably do, if I got 10 steps, I do 1 through 3. Then it's just like, let me take a break. I don't stay on top of it. That's the thing. So, but I have to because I got way behind and stuff this week. stuff still panned out because it was a mad dash on the weekend, you know. But that's what I've learned.
Juking them problems,
man. What?
God damn it!
And I don't know. I feel like that's when I do my best work. But then sometimes it's like it ain't even gotta be that.
But the pressure that you put on yourself,
you ain't gotta do all that. You could have been done and had a weekend to relax. But what was you doing? So yeah, that was my thing. That's my takeaway. Stay on top of it.
Stay on top of it.
Okay, I know that's right. Yes. The mom was what I learned to this week. I was like, today, but shit, this week. That manifestation, that shit is real, y'all. Mm-hmm. You got to watch what the fuck you put out there in this universe, what you say. Like, it was real this week. Like, ain't I said a lot of shit playing around, joking and shit, and the shit came to life. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Rock my little world. Yes. I said, but okay, now I understand this, though. Okay, so now, for now on, I know manifestation is real, and everything that I put out there, I need to do it intentionally and know what the fuck I'm saying, what I'm doing.
That's the thing. Yep. Intentional.
Yes.
Intentional, definitely.
But they say life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's real. Hello. That's real. Yes. I can attest to that.
But you're speaking to the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Okay. Mm. Witch is brew, baby. You better watch what you say, what you do. But that's what I've learned.
Oh, witch is brew. Okay.
Which is brutal.
Yes. Be intentional.
Well, let's see. What have I learned this week? I've learned that sometimes you have to feed people with a long handle spoon.
How about that?
I got all these old wives tales.
We okay. But your grandmama told you it's real now. See? You knew it.
Okay. I have learned to say what's on my mind.
Praise him.
When the situation calls for it, speak on it at that moment. If you're a little too heated, calm down first, but then still speak on it. Mm-hmm. Don't let it fester. Don't let it build up. Because mm-hmm. knowing me, that G will come out if I let it sit for
at
too long.
At the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Stop, G.
Sit down,
G.
Well, now, at that point,
shit.
You can't say nothing.
Right,
you just gotta let it go.
Oh, Lord.
Just gotta let it go.
Yes. So, and I've been doing good with avoiding letting these hands fly. So,
yes.
Good.
Don't try to try to keep it on the adult tip, the grown and sexy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You don't
want
to have to give her no commas.
That's what I learned. Just make sure I got Kool-Aid and noodles and I'm good. But.
She's been in jail before. What?
Look out, little dudes, every month. We want to start transferring that shit. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to stay.
I'm not paying for you to be in jail. You get locked up, you doing that time alone.
You got food.
I love you, girl.
Girl, I bet
you when you get out.
Then, nigga. See?
See? When you want to
learn that shit then, you learn it in that. You got to sit and think.
Be alone with your thoughts.
Yes.
So to avoid the four walls and a cop.
Yes,
yes, baby.
Ain't got time.
And a little teeny crack of a window.
Mm-mm. Shit, if you get a window.
If you get one. Well, yep, so that's what I've learned. Just say something. Feel something, say something.
Feel something, say something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
That's a great lesson. I've always lived by that. So that's wonderful. I love it.
I know, right? I need to take that one in too. I got that message.
Being intentional. I like that one.
Yes.
You speaking the word, sis.
Okay.
I got it. I received it.
Whatever you put out there, you make sure you mean what you say and say what you mean. Because that shit can and will come back. Yes. No.
They just hit.
Okay.
And run with it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Be careful. If you want it, you got it.
All right, because karma's a bitch. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you put out there.
Talk about that bitch today.
Talk about that bitch on Monday.
I told you, I'd punch Monday in the face if it had a face.
Well, I hope y'all have learned or can take these lessons into consideration. Mm-hmm. Each one teach one.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for free press. Clap it up.
Black people.
Yes, black people.
Black people,
so this month, we are featuring Enough Gear Clothing Company.
Yeah.
It's a small black-owned company, clothing company, started in 1998 by Anthony Mikkel. Enough Gear started out as a t-shirt company to help pay for Anthony's senior class dues. Nigga, you was a senior in 1998?
Yes, honey. You was man.
Right. But over the time, the company has branched into what it is today with affordable prices and unique styles. Just a little flavor for y'all. So December 22nd, 2019... Enough Gear Clothing Company participated in the new Black Wall Street Initiative on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Southeast Washington, D.C.
Yeah, pop-up shop.
Pop-up shop. And he is putting it out there to the masses that you are enough. Go support this man. We're going to leave his Instagram handle on our Instagram page. Why was I about to say Facebook? So if you follow us at underscore let me say this, then the link will be there so you can go visit his clothing page. We'll have some pictures up there for you. Support this man because his shit is nice.
Freaking
it's
nice.
And it's not just a t-shirt company anymore. He's branched out. It's some sweatsuits up here, some leggings, some
hoodies.
It's all
female
nice.
Clothes, male clothes.
It's real nice.
He's definitely moving and doing quite
a
bit.
Yes.
Trying to get it so that you're not so pressed for this Balenciaga and all this super expensive name brand stuff. And yeah, you breaking your pockets trying to look.
Impress
would you
get
names. Yeah, impressed. Right. Yeah. Like you balling, looking like, acting like you balling. You really ain't got to stay in your mama house.
And I like that this is good. It's good quality clothing.
It really
it
is.
It fits well. Like, it's dope. Like, for real. Check him out. We're going to put the pictures and his Instagram handle up on our Instagram page.
Y'all better jump on down, baby. Jump,
please do.
Because he's going to expand.
Jump on it. It's Enough Gear Clothing Company. You do not want to miss out.
Please don't.
So, yes, get on that. And if you would like to participate in next month's free press, all you have to do is send us an email at letmesaythis1@gmail.com. With your, it has to be black owned business. I'm real adamant about that. Black owned business. And just give us a little history about yourself and what you're doing to instill black power, black pride into your community. That's all we ask for. So, yes, one more time. Enough Gear Clothing Company.
Give this man up.
He's doing it big. He definitely is.
Yes. That's Shay's husband, by the way.
Ow.
Bye, y'all.
All right, so our inspirational quote for this week is, "Don't compromise yourself, you're all you have." By John Grisham.
Yes. You're all you have.
Yes, you are enough.
How about that?
All right, y'all, so we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.